Now, that leaves many questions unanswered, and I won't try to give you all of the possible answers this evening. But I have, as we've thought more about this, increasingly concluded that there is a set of common questions that really applies on both sides of the ledger. Government surveillance on the one hand, and company conduct on the other. And there's three, especially. The first is, what level of transparency will people have? Will people be allowed to know what governments are doing with respect to surveillance and what companies are doing with their information? We've been fighting the fight to open up transparency on the surveillance front. And I think increasingly companies, including our own, are going to need to take steps to ensure that information that we have about individual consumers is more readily accessible to them. So I think that's the first question. What level of transparency will there be? I think there's a second question, which is whether individuals, in some appropriate way, will be able to control how information is used. In the context of government surveillance, I believe that that control needs to be applied pursuant to the rule of law. It's not as if individuals get to choose whether they're investigated for violating the law. But as democratic societies, we should be able to choose and decide through our elected legislatures what our governments do. And we should rightly expect them to follow the law. Now, in the company context, there's a different mechanism for control. It's called a contract. And I believe that one of the important questions we'll have to work through in the coming years is how to make systems like notice and choice more effective than they are today, or couple them with other regimes that will effectively give people more control over the use of their information. And finally, there clearly needs, in my opinion, to be accountability by people who are using the information of others. In the government surveillance context, the government needs to be accountable to the courts. That's why, in our opinion, the reform of the FISA court is so important. And in the company context, there needs to be accountability to the law in the form of regulation. And that's why these discussions about regulation, in fact, are so important. And increasingly, I believe we have the opportunity to pursue this discussion in a way that takes stock of what we're learning on each side of the ledger and applies it to the other.